Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's talk to Zach Jackson in The Athletic. He was at Penn State's Pro Day. Rumor has it he was taking pictures with the Joe Paterno statue. Any truth to that, Zach?
They took it down.
No. There was a snowstorm coming. I was not in State College for 1 second longer than I needed to be. I have no idea where I am right now. I'm somewhere between State College and Northeast Ohio.
Zach told me he stayed in Du Bois last night, which is...
I've stayed in Du Bois before.
Yeah, I have too. Several times. Well, I don't know if it's a good town. It's right off the interstate, and it's easy to get to State College in about an hour.
Yeah.
But many, many games in Happy Valley. Du Bois is a good McDonald's there, Zach.
Oh, McDonald's. Go to an independent restaurant.
Can I say this?
Nothing against McDonald's.
Quickly,
McDonald's is great, but...
No joke. So, quick story. I went to the Penn State-Michigan game. This is probably like 2008. I actually was not on the Bills at the time. And I went to the game with my brother and my buddy Eddie. It's a night game. We went to the game. After the game, drove back to our hotel in Du Bois.
Yeah.
Went to the McDonald's off the exit in Du Bois and had the most luxurious Filet-O-Fish sandwich I've ever had in my life.
How wasted were you guys?
I may have been, but I wasn't driving.
Yeah.
We had a DD.
Good.
But the point is, it was the best. It was fresh. The bun was perfect. And I'll never forget that Filet-O-Fish sandwich in Du Bois. There's my story.
The ultimate Filet-O-Fish.
Yeah, it was great.
A story to tell the grandkids about the Filet-O-Fish.
It's a big deal. Give me back my Filet-O-Fish.
Zach, let's move on from Filet-O-Fish and from Burger King and McDonald's. And
it was actually just McDonald's.
Okay, just McDonald's. Anyway, Zach, Saquon Barkley didn't do anything, did he? Was that disappointing?
He did a lot of TV interviews.
Yeah.
No, I didn't expect him to. I mean, all of the guys, Gesicki, the tight end, was the same way. He just did the positional drills, and Hamilton ran just because he didn't at the combine. Today was a great example of why pro days are overblown by those of us on the outside. And honestly, credit to Penn State for just making it what it was, which was a made-for-TV event. NFL Network and ESPN were on-site. NFL Films had two vans worth of people there. And the tip-off for me was right when the on-field stuff was getting started, which is about halfway through. These are day-long events that really you don't see a whole lot. Saquon, while his teammates were warming up, not only called over the NFL Films producer, but called her by name. So he was more focused on the outside stuff than anything he'd get on the field today. And I mean, he is what he is as a prospect, and it's up for anywhere between the Browns and whoever's ticking 10th, I think, to decide when to get him.
Zach, Bull and I were watching his interview on SportsCenter, and he was just doing kind of running around. He's got that, dry fit gear on with his number on the back. And he actually looks so trim. I said to Bull, I said, can you believe he's 233 pounds?
Yeah.
Because
look it.
His legs are huge. He's got monster thighs. And,
he's built like an Adonis, but he doesn't look that heavy, I guess.
I know, which is good. People say for a 233-pound back, he kind of runs like, Marshall Faulk or like Barry Sanders because he's really talented out of the backfield, too. Zach, you saw him up close. I mean, first time without pads on. What's he look like, man?
As a big fitness guy myself, somewhere around 233. What's funny is as soon as I realized that I was going to be writing more about the outside stuff than anything that went on, which was, kind of yesterday, but this is this morning, just kind of watching it unfold, I noticed it was Nike shoes, Nike tights, Nike socks, Nike everything. Obviously, he signed with Nike. And Dustin, it's funny you say that. Like, it really looked like his legs at any time could burst right through the tights that he was wearing. And scouts who know about this stuff a lot better than I do, they're more interested in how they wear it, I guess is the term. He wears it well more than what the actual weight is. And, he said a couple of the football things he talked about were as good as the combine numbers were and how that kind of became the buzz of that day and a half of the combine. He was disappointed in his 40 time and said he did an electronic 4.29 in training for the combine. So he carries it very well.
Zach, I'm in favor of the Browns going defense at four, but I can understand if they did take Barkley at four. I mean, you know, you mentioned the combine and his all his talent. He seems like such a polished young man. He seems to get it. Like, his interviews are all really good. I think these are all positives. What do you think? Do you think it's realistic that they'll take him at four?
Yeah, I think it's realistic. But I'm not going to say it's more than like 60-40, bull. Or I'm also not going to say it's more than 40-60, but it's realistic, sure. I mean, you listen to guys that have done this for a long time. Phil Savage and Daniel Jeremiah come to mind, and Dane Brugler comes to mind. And no matter how they grade the rest of the class, Saquon is top three. I think Daniel Jeremiah said Saquon is by far and away his best prospect in this draft. Now, that doesn't mean he'll go number one because the position he plays and teams have other needs and quarterbacks take precedence. But I certainly think it's a realistic scenario. I even think it's semi-realistic at one because it looks like teams are going to have him graded at number one. So does it seem more at four for the Browns? Sure, because every sign points to Browns take a quarterback at one. Giants are the wild card. Jets take a quarterback at three, and then Browns are back on the clock. So do I think quarterback Barkley is in play? Sure. Yeah. But I don't have any intel on that.
This Jets trade with the Colts is fascinating because the Jets are trading up, and they might end up with the third quarterback. And it also puts the Giants, I think, Zach, in a great position because if they're not going to take a quarterback, they could get a haul from Denver maybe or Buffalo or even Arizona, depending on how far they're willing to drop. I mean, you think there's a chance we could see – I mean, I think it seems like a very good chance there's going to be three quarterbacks in a row.
I've been writing since right after the Senior Bowl that someone told me that he believed it would go 1-2-3-4 with quarterbacks in the draft. Yeah. That would obviously be the Browns trading out. And then the Jets trading up pretty much seals it's going to be three. So, you know, right now I think that the Giants are giving off signs like, we want to win now. We're going to take Nelson or we're going to take Barkley because we have Eli. We just signed a left tackle. We're going to go forward. But for them to not take a trade offer would mean they either really, really love a quarterback or really, really love Saquon Barkley. And it's like, why would you turn down four or five picks and take a running back?
Yeah.
You know? So I do think, boy, to answer your question, I do still think that it will be either three of four quarterbacks or four of four quarterbacks to start this draft, which obviously pushes other guys, really good players, down the board.
Do you think that the Bills get in?
I do. We're doing this mock draft, Dustin.
Yeah.
We talked about this today. I think they have to get in because I think they loaded up on the draft capital for a reason. I think they're kind of in a similar spot to the Browns with that. Now, they're ahead of the Browns in their overall development and their line of thinking because they snuck in the playoffs last year and don't want to take a step back. It's not easy. It's not easy to give all that up, and the asking price is going to be high, whether it's the Giants, whether it's the Browns. You know, it's something else. I mean, the Jets might not be done trading. So, yeah, to get a quarterback in this draft, I mean, the Jets obviously really are content with what I think would be Baker Mayfield at three. Maybe it's someone else. They have to be, right? Because there's a chance to only get the third one.
That's right.
So then it's like to these other teams, okay, well, that's a steep price. Are you willing to pay an equally steep or almost a steep price for Josh Allen or Lamar Jackson? And the way the league is trending, the way the market is shaping up, as we sit here and talk about it now, there's lots of signs that say yes.
Zach, if you're the Browns, does it make – like, it potentially, based on what you're saying there, the Browns could obviously get who they see as the best quarterback, and then at four, who they see as the best non-quarterback, which is a perfect scenario. Or, obviously, they can trade down, as you reference, maybe to 12, maybe with Arizona even, who knows. If you're the Browns, since you have so many draft picks, does it make sense to just stay at four and take that best player? Or, you know, again, depending on the offer, do you think it makes sense to go down to 12 where you maybe not get quite as good a player but get extra players?
Well, I think it'll come down to how it really shakes out and who they decide on at number one, because when you ask does it make sense, the answer is to yes. You know, the answer to both is yes.
Okay.
Does it make sense to just take the guy in a scenario where it goes QB, 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 get the best QB and your best non-QB? Yes, that makes a lot of sense. But also, does it make sense to add a 2019 first-rounder since you're not in a one-year fix? You know, does it make sense to push this back and create more flexibility and go forward that way? It does. So I think Dorsey will assess all his options. Unfortunately for us, I think he'll continue to play it extremely close to the vest.
Yep.
make us read into every private workout and every attendance list at every pro day, even though we know it doesn't mean anything, and see where it goes from here. I mean, I think the Browns will have all four, maybe five quarterbacks in on formal visits. I think they'll have Saquon Barkley in. I think they'll have Bradley Chubb in. I really do. Saquon said today he had an informal meeting with the Browns. He would not bite when I asked him about a formal visit, but he said he would do it if the Browns invite him, and you just have to assume that they will.
Zach, you and I were talking, we text, we do the mock draft via phone and via text. We got to go back and forth. And we also talked about like some of the things that Daniel Jeremiah and Bucky Brooks think and see about like Josh Rosen, for instance. And I was telling Bull about this earlier. There seems to be this thought that maybe people are a little down on Rosen. Is there something where
we really need new phones?
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.